Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings, and welcome to Infinite Vibration. I am Tashi KB Cooper, your host, and today we will be talking about enhancing your vibration with your spoken words. People say to be careful of what you ask for, because you just might get it, right? I'm sure you've heard that saying. So I say, if you want to feel good about yourself and life in general, then speak good about yourself, speak good about others, and speak good about life in general. It's as simple as that. Our words stem from our thoughts. When are vibrating high, we tend to emit high vibrations from our being, creating speech that strengthen and enhance the vibrations even more. Okay? So thoughts have powerful effects on our energy. But to take it even further, words give the thoughts life in this physical reality. And how or why do they give the thoughts life? It's because we are speaking them, or speaking what we want or who we are into existence, where we can not only hear it, but others can hear it as well, whether it be physically through the ears or energetically by how we carry ourselves in life. Okay, for me, speaking positively is like speaking freedom, because a lot of times when we come from a place of being kind of dark or low or just negative about ourselves and life, that we stifle ourselves. We prevent ourselves from being able to move forward being able to achieve certain goals that we set for ourselves. So remember last episode, we mentioned the different human energy fields, right? We talked about, in a general way, the aura, meridians, and chakras. We didn't go specifically into them or anything. And what I did was, instead of going into what they were, because we're going to save that for future shows, I generalized all of them as energetic antennas surrounding our being and sending and receiving messages. Okay, so if you're new to the show, this is what we did. We're just going to look at ourselves and imagine these energetic antennas in all directions, in front of us, behind us, on the side of us, above our head, okay? And I stated that some of these antennas will be straight and very long, kind of shiny and strong, while others may be bent or crooked or cracked, may have a dull look to them, and that there may be some spaces around our being that there aren't any antennas, because there's no energy emanating from that place from us. And so I also said last episode that positive thoughts could help straighten those crooked antennas or add on to those shortened antennas, add vitality and strength to all of the antennas in general. Okay? So where there is positive thoughts, usually we can birth positive spoken words, okay? Spoken word will enhance the pulse of the energy that's vibrating through those energetic antennas or through those human energy fields, if you will. So keep that in mind. So yes, the high thoughts will help enhance our vibrations, but the spoken word will take it to a whole nother level, okay? It will enhance it. And that's why they say be careful of what you ask for. Because usually when you're asking for something, you're speaking, you're talking, you're putting it out there into the universe, okay? So we're going to talk about talking from a self-talk perspective and from talking to others as well. So talking to others, whether it be like a monologue like I'm having with you right now, it's a monologue, or a dialogue or conversations with groups, we should be mindful of what we're saying. And a lot of times conscious spoken word comes from conscious thought. I say a lot of times because sometimes things just come out of our mouth and you wish, dang, I wish I would have rethought that. Maybe I wouldn't have said it like that, right? So sometimes we need to work on consciously speaking, okay? But that's another thing. But when I talk about self-talk, yes, I am talking about talking to yourself. And no, you're not crazy. Self-talk is healthy, I feel, even if you answer back. So self-talk, we talked about affirmations last time, and I had given you some affirmations that you could take on and you can create your own, but sometimes we need it more than just a thought, because like I said, when we speak it into existence, it gives it more power, is a more powerful effect. It enhances the vibration of the pulse of that thought, okay? So you can actually speak your vibrations while you're driving in the car alone, right? While you're bathing in the shower, go ahead and just, you know, some people sing in the shower. Some people, hey, why not do some affirmation, okay? Cleaning up or cooking, affirmations. Now, if you're cooking and you need to follow a recipe, focus, because, you know, your family wants things to taste good and smell good and feel good when they eat it as well, okay? But if it's something that you've made over and over again, go ahead and say some affirmations, okay? Also, working out. I love to say my affirmations while I'm working out, and I like to work out outdoors, and it helps to motivate me to meet a certain goal. So that's that whole self-talk. And it's good because it's one thing to think about it, but when you hear yourself say that I am loved or I am supported, I don't know, it kind of takes it to another level. It makes it more believable sometimes if it's spoken out loud, okay? So now when we talk about ourselves to another, or when we're talking to another in general, you also want to be cognizant of your thoughts and spoken word and speak from a conscious perspective. So that's just not limited to the self-talk. It's also when you are conversing with other people. So when you speak to another, especially if they are vibrating on a high level as well, your vibration becomes more expansive because the positive words you use to describe you will become a part of another's thoughts and spoken word on your behalf. So when they think of you, it's from a high place, which will increase their own vibration as well as add to your own. And when I think of something like that, the phrase that comes to me is the domino effect. But when I think about it from how I'm saying it, I'm almost saying to like the infinite power. So exponentially, the domino effect exponentially. Okay, here's an example. I have a friend who I was having lunch with her, and we were talking about thoughts. We were. I mean, this is a true story. We were talking about thoughts and where her thoughts were and how she had changed her thoughts. And basically, it came to a scenario where she shared how she manifested $50,000 twice, right? She gave herself 3 months to manifest $50,000 just one time. And in the third month, she manifested it twice, okay? Now, I'm not going to go into the story. I'm not going to tell you how she did it because I'm actually going to allow her to tell you in another show when we talk about how to manifest our goals and manifest things into our lives. But I'm sharing this because a coworker of mine was feeling a little low. She had gone on an interview for another job that she really wanted, and it was the week of the decision. They were going to let her know if she got it or not. And she wasn't feeling too good about herself. And so what I did was I shared this story that my friend told me about how she manifested this money. And when I spoke about my friend, I remember using the same type of words that she used and how she referred to herself. And they were high words and words that vibrated, I would say, at a high energy. I spoke positively about her. And I remember the entire conversation, I was full of joy and bliss because I could still remember hearing that in her voice when she and I were talking. And so that came through my words and it came through my being. And of course, the story in itself, by her manifesting that because of her practice and being consistent, that helped my friend become more motivated and it uplifted her spirits and she was able to get through the day and get through her work, you know? And so when I say how things can happen exponentially, because she was able to get through her work, then of course her boss was happy that she met her deadline. And since the boss was probably happy that she met her deadline, and she probably went home and cooked the family's favorite dinner, because she was just in a good mood. You know, that whole domino effect, you get it? So she cooked a good dinner, everyone, or not a good dinner, but the family's favorite dinner. So everyone, because it's their favorite dinner, they're a little bit happier. Conversation is flowing around the dinner table. And then guess what? The kids say, I am going to do my homework tonight. So then the next day, the teacher felt a little more appreciated because it's like, I do make a difference. They did their homework. They're getting it. So that's what I mean. You just never know how one conversation, how an infectious conversation affects someone else. And here my friend was excited about something that she did, something that she attained by enhancing her vibration. Then I then shared that with another person who then was able to get through her day. And yes, I would like to report that she did, in fact, get the job. Yay! She did get that job. And so we're happy about that. So you want to first start at the thought level, right? And then go ahead and birth those thoughts into spoken word that is vibrating at a high level as well. So on the other side of that, if you are constantly thinking negatively about yourself, and you speak negatively about yourself or others, but really if we just focus on the self, if you think negatively about yourself and you speak negatively about yourself, your walk in life is one that's not going to be too bright, right? But usually, in general, people are good people, right? And so when you talk down upon yourself, if you're in a conversation, and you're with one of those good people, they're going to be like, oh, don't say that. Like sometimes we just say, oh, my God, I can't believe how dumb I am. Oh, that was so stupid. I'm the type of person, as soon as I hear someone say, oh, I'm so stupid, Oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I'm such an idiot. And I'll always say, don't call yourself that. You're not that. And I always affirm, you're intelligent. Oh my God, you're so smart. Although people will automatically, and not everybody, but in general, a lot of people are your cheerleaders, right? Well, at least a lot of people that I know, or maybe I know of myself. But a lot of people I find are cheerleaders. Let me just go with that. Although they can be cheerleaders, when they're alone, and let's say they're at home and they're reflecting back on, let's say, the lunch or dinner that they had or some time that they spent with you earlier that day or evening, and their reflection isn't about how positive you are about life and how good you feel about what you're doing and what you're achieving, or not even what you're doing or what you're achieving, but just what you're doing to achieve some of your goals, right? Because sometimes we're waiting, but we're laying down a foundation, right? But they're not thinking about that. They're thinking about, oh my God, I wish this person felt a little bit better about themselves. I wish this person wasn't so angry at life, or I wish this person wasn't depressed all the time. I wonder how, what we could do to get them out of being depressed. Now, although it sounds like from my examples of what they could be thinking, it sounds like it's uplifting because they wish they weren't a certain way. But because they keep thinking that negative, they're magnifying that negative. So even though they're wishing that they weren't depressed, they're still, their thoughts are on the concept of them being depressed and thus magnifying the thoughts and the idea of that person being depressed. So what happens is their thoughts and vibration is not helping the person who's already feeling negative and down. In fact, it's adding to it, right? And so that domino effect can kind of not be so good, whereas you start feeling even worse and you wonder, why am I feeling even worse? And it's because you've been going around, not only have you been thinking negatively about yourself, but you've been going around telling everybody about why you're so depressed and why you just don't feel good. And so all these people are sending this kind of confusing messages to the universe on your behalf. They want good for you, but it's worry. Sometimes it's not easy to think highly of someone who doesn't think highly of themselves. Sometimes, not all the time, okay? Because if you're just a positive person and you always speak positivity into someone and into the universe, you may be able to always overlook someone's shortcomings when it comes in the form of negative thoughts or dark thoughts or low thoughts, okay? So all of that was with how we talk about ourselves, right? Whether it's self-talk or talking with someone else. But now, what about gossip, right? So you may be saying, well, if I'm gossiping, I'm not talking negatively about myself. And that's true. That's very true. But I say, and you're also not talking highly about someone else in words about other people and situations have an effect on our own vibration. I'm going to say that again. Our thoughts and words about other people and situations have an effect on our own vibration. You may be someone who get a kick out of talking about people. You may have certain friends that all you guys do is gossip, or you may tune in and watch certain TV shows or listen to certain radio shows that talk about nothing but gossip. Well, I'm no doctor or expert on this to be true, that many people talk about others and say things to hurt others because they're not happy with themselves. And so you got to wonder, if you're not happy with yourself, then ask why and do something to change it, as opposed to talking about someone else to try to make you feel better. In the end, I don't know if you've noticed this, but in the end, you still don't feel better because you're coming from a low place, okay? And what I would say is, a lot of times I notice jealousy is the culprit or the ammunition for a lot of gossip. Jealousy is. And so if good things are happening for someone, just congratulate them. Be happy for them. Wish them continued success. Like attracts like. Whether they are a celebrity or not, be happy for them if things are going good with them. Don't say, you know, don't get in that rush of, good things always happen. Things always happen to that person. Nothing good ever happens to me. Oh, I could only be so lucky to be in their shoes. First of all, you don't really want to be in another person's shoes because you don't really know what they're doing to attain whatever it is you think that you want that they have. That's one. Two, this is an individual thing. It's all about, you know, our lives is very individual. Yes, we have families, but at the end of the day, it's about the lessons that we learn and how to make ourselves better and just live a good life, if you will. And so the universe sees and feels your happiness for another, okay? It sees and feels and hears your high regard for yourself. And hey, before you know it, people will be giving you high fives and congratulating you on dreams and goals attained. Because when you start to not only think high of yourself, but be genuinely happy for other people as well, you are going to reflect them to you. Like when people, it's so funny, sometimes when people give me a compliment, it's like, oh, we're reflections of one another, especially if I do see that same attribute within that person. And someone say, oh my God, you're so kind. Or they say, oh, you're such a kind spirit. You're such a beautiful person. And I'll say, oh my, I'll say, we're reflections of one another. And so what happens is when you think highly of someone else, the universe reflects that happiness and high regard to you and give you those things that you are working to attain for you. But when you're caught up in self-sabotage through the negative thinking with the self and of others, and when you magnify that thinking with spoken words of yourself or negative spoken words of others, then what happens is you create a prison for yourself. Life is not freeing. You don't experience freedom. You experience, like I say, a prison. You're stifled. You're not able to move forward. You're stuck. And so instead of being stuck, just lift up your thoughts and birth them into high energetic words. And so what I want to do before I close is I wanted to go ahead and go over some of those affirmations that I shared last time, just in case I have some new people tuning in or some of you may have forgotten. But I am affirming I am. How do you define yourself to the world? How do you define yourself to yourself? Start with I am. Okay, so I am beautiful. I am handsome. I am optimal health. I am intelligent. I am witty. I am resourceful. I am rich. I am abundant. I am prosperous. I am supported. I am happy. I am grounded. I am organized. I am a positive thinker. I am courageous. I am faith-filled. Okay? So those are a few. You can add your own based upon what's going on in your life and the things that you need to strengthen. Our thoughts and our words, look at them as muscles. You know, we go into the gym and we lift weights to strengthen the muscles in our body. But a lot of times, and what can help is if we look at our thoughts and words that we speak as muscles and that we exercise them through conscious thinking and speaking to help give them more or better tone. How about that? And I don't know, to repeat, I know I said this last week. Another thing a lot of us, we tend to say that we're broke, right? Or we don't have a lot of money. And I had shared that whole concept of instead of affirming being broke, affirm my money is circulating. Because in a circle, if the money is circulating, that means it's going to come back to you. And if you want to take it a step further, say that my money is circulating in a very small circle, which means it's going to come back to you in a quick way. All right. So there you have it, enhancing your vibration with your spoken words. I always like to share. I am the owner of Infinite Healing, a holistic mobile spa located in Atlanta, Georgia. We bring the experience to you. We provide massages, Reiki treatments, hand and foot treatments, self-facial stations to the individual, couples, and groups. We specialize in spa parties. We provide everything we need to accommodate the service. So that will mean our table, our linens, any type of ingredients that we need as well. To visit our website, go to www.infinitehealingllc.com. That's I-N-F-I-N-I-T-E. HEALINGLLC.com, or feel free to give us a call at 404-425-4840. I personally am a Reiki master, so if you and would love to receive some Reiki, I can provide distant Reiki on you as well. Thank you for tuning in to Infinite Vibrations.